我想因为能够全家在一起聚会领受信息，这是很宝贵。
When the whole family can worship together is so precious.
所以我想请 Joseph 他把刚刚我们读的约翰福音第五章一到十节能够用英文读一遍，这样我们年轻人等一下也知道我们在讲什么。
Okay, I'm going to read from John chapter 5 from verse 1 to 10. Sometime later, Jesus went to Jerusalem, one of the Jewish festivals. Now there in Jerusalem near the sheep gate, a pool which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by colonnades. Here, a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, and the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there, and he had been in that condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I'm lying to get in, trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat and walk." And once the man was cured, and he picked up his mat and walked. The day in which this took place was the Sabbath. And so the Jewish leader said to the man who had been healed, "It is Sabbath. The law forbids you to carry your mat."
好，我们就一点一点的我们来看这个事情。今天我们读的经文它所发生的时间、地点还有人物在做什么。
I want to go point by point from the time, place, and people who are involved in this incident.
首先我们要知道约翰福音他写作的目的。
First, we want to know what is the purpose of Gospel of John.
这个耶稣的门徒约翰在晚年的时候他写约翰福音，那是在其他三卷福音书都已经写完的时候。
By the time John wrote the Gospel, every other Gospel was already been written.
他活得最晚，所以他已经读过了前面在那当时马太马可跟路加他都看过了。
He was the longest survival disciple, so he knew all about the other gospels.
可是他心里面有个负担，就是他发现这三卷福音书写的里面漏掉了一些东西。
In his heart, it's a burden because they are lacking, that are not sufficient written in other gospels.
所以在约翰福音二十章的最后的时候他说耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹没有记在这个书上。
That's why he said in chapter 20 many other great things that Jesus performed which was not recorded in the gospel.
他说但是记这些事情，我还要记这些事情是要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
He said, "I write this gospel so that you may know that Christ is Jesus is the Christ."
并且叫你们信了他就可以因为他的名得到生命。
And because of that you believe in him, then you gain life.
所以我们今天看到约翰他在补记约翰福音的时候他补记了一些事情是前面的福音书没有记载的。
That's why many items that was written in the Gospel of John was not in the other Gospel.
约翰福音里面只全部笼统的他记载了七个神迹。
Gospel of John recalls seven great miracles.
当然有的神迹是四本福音书都有的，比如说像五饼二鱼。
Some of the miracles, seven miracles are recorded in other gospels like the five bread and two fish.
但是约翰他在记这个福音的时候，他前面的五章圣经里面就记载了三件神迹是全所有的福音书没有记载。
But among John's writing, three of the miracles were not recorded in any other.
他在这里面比如说前面有记载到使水变酒的这个神迹。
He recalled a miracle changing water into wine.
那么今天我们在这里看到的是另外一个神迹是其他福音书没有的。
The miracle we study today is not recorded in any other gospel.
那么这里刚刚我们读的说这是在耶稣他第一次他出来传道以后到耶路撒冷去过节的时候。
This is the first time Jesus went to Jerusalem on a festival day.
他这里没有说是什么节。
He did not recall which particular festival.
可是读圣经的人依照前后来看的时候，大概推断那是在五旬节的时间。
But from judging by the context, we think it's near the Passover.
五旬节，五旬节，Pentecost，
所以这个其实这几个节气是很靠近的。
Even though these festivals are very close to each other,
犹太人每年有三个大的节气，必须全部人到耶路撒冷去。
There are three great festivals in which all the Jews celebrate.
尤其要到圣殿里去敬拜。
Especially want to go to the temple to celebrate.
所以我们看到今天的背景，就是在那个节气的时候，很多人到了耶路撒冷，而且到了圣殿的旁边。
So in this incident, many people come to Jerusalem.
这是一个大的节气，而且很热闹的一个门，叫做羊门，就是意思说很多人可能赶着羊，或者犹太人是这样的民族，他们进进出出都从那里走。
So there was a great crowd near the sheep gate where a lot of sheep passed through.
他这里说在那里，同时描写了说那里有那么大的一个殿堂，有五个廊子。
Over there there's a five colonnade there.
而且有个池子叫做毕士大池。
And there's a pool of Bethesda sets.
在这个节气的气氛里面，整个场面可是确实非常的不协调。
You know, at that festival day, that place is something unusual.
因为在这里你发现说应该是喜气洋洋的，结果却一堆无助的人、贫穷的人、生病的人，他躺在那里。
Because over there you find in that festival atmosphere there are a bunch of invalids, people who are paralyzed, sick there.
我想，如果今天在那个 Thanksgiving 或者一个圣诞节的时候，如果说在那个纽约市有个大游行
，It is a great parade for Thanksgiving in New York City.
结果一大堆像这样的人，他集中在挡在那个人进出的地方的时候，纽约市警察局可能要做点事情。
If you find a bunch of invalids lying on the street, the police will be trying to do something.
可是这里很稀奇的告诉我们说，这些人都是病人。
But amazingly, the Bible says these are invalid people.
他们在那里干什么呢
？What are they doing there?
他们为什么不去看病呢
？Why are they not in the hospital?
原来他们在那个池子就是他们的医院。
Because the pool of Bethesda is their hospital.
他们是要来看病。
They go there to see the doctor.
可是医生在哪里
？Who is the doctor?
这里有一个很稀奇的现象。
There's a very strange legend there.
就是说这里有个医院，可是没有医生。
There is a hospital without doctor.
这里是一个很平整的地方，你没有买保险，你也可以来。
There anyone without insurance can go.
每一个人都可以来这里，不管你犯什么病，你都有希望得到医治。
No matter what disease you have, there's hope that you might be healed there.
可是问题是哪一个人得医治呢
？The question is who will be healed.
刚刚的第四节里面就说到了。要得医治的条件。
And then in verse 4, it tells you the condition in which you might get healed.
那你说你如果等在池子旁边，大家都在等一件什么事情发生
？Everybody is waiting for something to happen in the pool.
就是他们要很注意看这个水池，如果有人突然水波被搅动了。
You gotta pay attention when the water is stirred in the pool.
可能是天使来搅动的。
Maybe the angel comes down to stir the water.
你必须抓紧那个时机。
Got to grasp your chance.
他说水动之后谁先下去
Once the water is there, whoever goes down first,
无论害什么病
no matter what disease,
都可以得好
He will be healed.
这个好不好的消息啊对这些人
It's another great news for them.
书生说好消息
Great news.
真的不管你犯什么病
Indeed, no matter what disease you have,
你有忧郁症
You got a depression.
你有癌症
Cancer,
甚至年轻人有青春痘
you got pimples,
你觉得很痛苦
you are in pain,
你去等在那里
just wait there.
只要确定说天使来搅动谁了
when the angel comes to stir the water,
谁第一个下去
if you can be the only number one,
你的病就好
you are healed.
可是问题在哪里
what's the problem?
如果这个鸟飞过去丢了个东西，水动了一下怎么办呢
？So the birds fly and stir the water.
你大家抢着跳下去。
Everybody jump in.
结果说不是天使搅动。
Today is not angel.
所以你就白忙一场。
Everybody was in vain.
那么我们再来问一句问题。
Let me ask you another question.
这个医治法，这个医院公平不公平
？Is this a fair hospital?
一来你说公平不公平？这样的。 不公平。为什么？
对瘸子来说不公平。
哦，对瘸子来讲，他感觉到了，对不对？瘸子在这里，还有除了瘸子，还有什么人不公平？你说，瞎子也不公平。
哎，
你们观察得很好，对不对？所以就是刚刚我们这个主角说有个病人，38年的病人。
That's why this main character been sick for 38 years.
他明明知道这是不公平。
He know this place is not fair.
可是他还是要去。
But he was still waiting.
因为人活着，只要有希望，他就要去试。
He only days hope for him that he will try.
所以我们刚刚看到说，表面上看，这个是一个很公平的世界。
It seems that this is a fair world.
你不需要买保险。
You don't need insurance.
你不管什么人，不是说只有政府的官员可以去。你不要送红包，你每个人都可以到他那里。
Anyone, you don't need to bribe anybody to be there.
可是有一个事情还是发现不公平。
We still see there's some unfairness there.
因为就算每个人，我们大家同时看到是天使。来动了那个水了。
Even if everybody witnessed the angel come down to stir the water,
可是第一个跳下去的绝对是身体最好的。
No, the one who jumped in first is probably the most healthy.
同意吧？
Yeah.
或者是最有钱的。
Or probably the most rich.
因为他们是雇人把你这个病人抬在身上。
He probably have somebody carry him.
你又跑得不行，他把他丢下去。
They throw him right in.
所以看起来很公平，人人平等，可是是个很绝望的。不公平。
Even though it seems fair, but indeed that was a place of despair.
那么我们就说，那这些人不是不知道啊。
But did they know about it?
所以一来已经讲了，就说瞎子、瘸子，他们要来干什么
？Grace said that why is the lame and the blind there?
他们想要得医治。
They want to get well.
那么在这个情况之下。这里说有一个病人38年的病人。
This man who was sick for 38 years.
你们可以想象38年是什么样子吗
？38 years.
姊妹们都在这里，你们怀一个孩子的时候是有没有38个礼拜？有没有？
有。有。
没有，没有什么。
有有。
9个月，19、36，差不多吧。
三十八。
就是说，你从你。开始你觉得哎呀我这个怀了可是我就没有办法我躺在床上很不舒服38个礼拜够长吧
when a lady is pregnant she doesn't need to be pregnant for 38 weeks
不过对一个准妈妈来讲她有希望对不对 她希望她知道这个只要 baby 健康我38个礼拜过后她就出来了
after 38 weeks you get a healthy baby
很多的时候我们病38天我们都受不了
When you are sick for 38 days too long
你不要说38年
Think about 38 years.
所以这个人我们可以想象他是非常的绝望
We can imagine the man is in despair.
因为他肯定他知道他来这里水洞的时候90%不是他第一个下去。
You know for sure 90% he won't be the first one to get into the pool.
可是他还要来等。
But still he was there.
就在这个光景里面。
When in that situation,
我们发现他是完全是他知道他没有希望，可是他还要等的时候。
Even though he is still hopeless, but he's still waiting.
这时候耶稣来了。
Then Jesus came.
耶稣经过那里。不知道怎么搞的，就挑上了他。
For some reason, Jesus picked him.
在这时候，耶稣主动的问他了一句话。
Jesus approached him and told him,
你要痊愈吗
？He asked him, Do you want to be well?
奇怪，这是一个很废话的问题。
This seems like a nonsense.
很多余的问话。
It's not necessary.
可是对这个病人来讲，却有特别的意义。
But for him.All the special meaning.
因为那么多病人里面，为什么耶稣要来问他呢
？So many people were there when Jesus asked me.
那可能这个病人他根本从来不知道耶稣，因为刚刚耶稣才出来传道。
He doesn't know anything about Jesus. Jesus was just first come to the place.
可是在这里我们看到这个病人，他做了一件他根本没有想到最对的事情。
He did something that was very right.
他回答了耶稣的问话。
He replied Jesus.
所以他说，他怎么说呢
？What did he say？
他说，先生，水动的时候，没有人把我放下去。
The Sir, when the water stirred, nobody helped me in.
而我正去的时候，有人比我先下去。
While I'm trying to get in, someone else get in before me.
哦，这句话里面，你知道它里面有多少的绝望
？How much despair is involved?
它里面很痛苦。
He was in complete bad pain.
那可能耶稣会问他说：“那你还来干什么呢？”
Jesus might ask him, "Why are you still here?"
可是耶稣在这里，只是问他说：“你要痊愈吗？”
Jesus just asked him, "Do you want to be healed?"
他虽然没有直接的回答这个问题
，even though he did not reply to that answer directly，
可是耶稣能体会他的心。
Jesus knows his heart.
耶稣知道他的无力感，他心有余而力不足。
Jesus knows his helplessness.
因为不是亲人不爱我。
Not that his relatives did not care for him.
实在是他们把我抬到这里来，把我摆下来。
They have already bring him to the pool.
那你的哥哥或者你的38年，他爸爸可能已经太老了，没办法陪他等在那里。
My 38-year-old dad is probably not around anymore.
那你的兄弟呢？你家里有没有请仆人来这里把你丢下去啊
？Maybe your brother or maybe there's a servant who can push you in.
或许你有没有儿子
？Maybe your son.
他应该来陪你啊。
Maybe they should be there to accompany you.
这个瘸子说，实在是没有办法，每一个人都很忙，在做他们的事情。
Because everyone is busy doing their own things.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天
，My brother and sister,
我不知道当你很需要你的家人、亲人来帮忙你的时候
，When you are desperate for help from your family.
我不知道你的心里有没有预备好，说到时候你是很无奈的。
Are you prepared to be helpless?
因为每个人都有每个人的事情啊。
Because everybody is busy with their own business.
是这样吗
？This is so.
儿子他们有前途，他们要上大学，他们要工作啊。
Your son has to go to college. They have to work.
所以谁能够帮助你
？So who can help you?
所以在这个。之后，我们真的是让这个病人他更体会到，这个世界上实在是没有一个人可以永远的，你随时要找他能够靠你。
The person probably know in this world there is nobody who can you can really depend on.
所以当这个耶稣问他的时候，他说了这么无力的话。
That's why he replied to Jesus in such a helpless way.
可是当耶稣这样问的时候，他开口。
As he opened his mouth and responded.
这句话里面，我们看到他承认他需要。
Because he acknowledged he needed help.
因此，耶稣告诉他说：“起来，你拿起你的褥子，你的棉被，走吧。”
And Jesus told him, "Pick up your mat and walk."
我们发现这个病人没有怀疑。
We see that the person is without doubt.
他没有跟他说你在讲什么。
He did not say, "Are you kidding?"
你不知道我病了38年吗
？Did you know I've been here 38 years?
你想出我的手吗
？You try to shame me.
结果这个病人就站起来，他就走了。
Rather he stand up and walk.
而且这里很稀奇的一件事情。
And there's something amazing there.
他说：“拿起你的那个棉被，走吧。
”He said, "Pick up your mat."
哎呀，那个棉被不知道多脏，你可以想，绝对不可能是新棉被。
I know it's probably not a new mat.
那可能是就像 homeless people 一样，他躺在那里，住在那里，他随身的那个宝贝。已经是脏到不能了。
The very dirty bag used for 38 years.
可是耶稣竟然叫他，他也没有，他真的就拿着这个褥子走了。
Jesus asked him, and he picked it up.
为什么我们知道呢
？Why do we know that?
刚刚我们读的经文的时候，有或许我们后面刚刚没有读，但是第10节到14节里面说，那人立刻痊愈，就拿起褥子来走的。那天是安息日。
That day was Sabbath. Immediately was healed.
哦，原来耶稣叫他在安息日拿着那个棉被走路是有目的的。
Jesus asked him to pick up the mat on Sabbath.
所以当犹太人发现安息日的时候，他说你怎么拿着棉被走，不可以的。
That's when the Jews told him that how can you carry your mat on Sabbath?
如果我认识那个三十八年，绝对大家可能附近的人都认识他了。
I'm sure people around them know about him.
我看到他今天走了，你相信我的第一句话会什么
？If I see this guy walking with his mat, what's my first question?
苏神，你的第一句话会问什么
？What would you ask him?
如果你看到一个人病了38年，那天突然礼拜天你看他走路了，你第一句话问他什么？ 是谁医了你？
My question would be, how did you get healed?
你或许会跟他说，哎呦，是你吗？我有没有看错？是你吗？
Is that you?
今天如果林宗翰来这里，你们突然会说，哎呦，是林宗翰，是你吗？真的是你吗？是这样吗？
Your brother Lin is here, you who are surprised me. That's really you.
结果这些人第一句话说，哎，今天是安息日，你不可以拿褥子走。
Instead, these people say that today is Sabbath, you cannot carry your mat.
他们关心这个人有没有守那个规矩，比关心他有没有病得医治更重要。
For them, whether he's obeyed the Sabbath law or he can heal is more important.
所以他们就要逼迫他。
So they begin to persecute him.
而耶稣做完这件事，耶稣就走。
After the decision, Dr. Jesus left.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们发现耶稣行这个神迹不但只是做一个医治的神迹而已。
We see that miracle only not only involve a healing.
耶稣甚至讲了一句话。
Jesus also said something else.
因为他说你不要再犯罪了。
Because he tell him sin no more.
在后面我们看到十四节以后，耶稣在殿里遇见他，对他说你已经痊愈了，不要再犯罪，恐怕你遭遇的更加的厉害。
Jesus told him later, Jesus tell him, sin no more, lest you suffer something worse.
一直到二十四节说，我实实在在告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的，就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
Verse 24, he said, very truly I tell you, whoever hears my words and believes.Who sent me? His eternal life will not be judged.
所以我们发现耶稣医这个病人的时候，其实他有一个，至少有两个目的。
We see that Jesus healed him with two purposes.
他要让这个人明白说，你的身体的疾病是跟你以前犯的罪有关系。
He wanted to let you know that your sickness are related to your sin before.
所以我们不是，我们知道圣经上面也很清楚告诉我们，不是每一个病都跟犯罪有关。
Bible clearly teaches us, not all the sickness are related to your sins.
但是有些罪确实是跟犯罪有关。
And some sickness are caused by sin.
我记得我曾经到泰国金三角那边宣教的时候。
I remember when I was in Thailand in the Golden Triangle.
那个时候有一天我们在那个乡村里头传福音。
One day we will spread the gospel in the village.
那当然乡下人就很多人来了。
Yeah, many villages come.
当我们讲完了以后，那么有病人就要来祷告。
Yeah, many people come forward after the service.
我相信在乡下，越乡下的地方，每一次的布道会以后，乡村乡民都很诚恳的带着他们的需要来到这里。
Very often in a very rural village, many people come forward with their great needs.
他们家的猪母啊，母猪生病的也带来。
The pig that's old is sick, they bring the.
家里孩子生病的也带来。
They bring the sick child.
他们希望传道人或者大家能够在那里为他祷告。
They hope the speaker can pray for them.
在那个情况里面，确实神借着神的仆人们做了很多的神迹奇事。
Very often God used those times to heal many people.
结果那一天来了一个大概三十岁左右的年轻人。
Let's say a man around 30 years come forward.
长得蛮高大。
He's a tall person.
可是拿着拐杖过来。
With a crane.
他要求我们那个带我们去的那个，因为他们讲的方言我们不懂，他需要翻译，他就告诉我说他要求我们为他祷告。
He speak a different dialect. Through the translator, he told us that he wants to be healed.
结果因为他们都是乡同村的人嘛，所以那个人就根本就没告诉我们，可是他就直接那个翻译的直接就骂他了。
Instead of telling us what happened, the translator actually cursed him.
因为这个人，我不知道他前面一次两次这个腿是怎么断的。
I don't know what caused his left leg to be limp.
可是我们很清楚的知道，后来翻译的告诉我们说，他这一次又断了腿的，这不是他第一次断腿的，他又去犯罪了。
But the translator says this is not his first time. He broke his leg before.
这好像，如果记得不错，好像说他就是一直去赌博，一直去赌博，然后 搞了一些事情，被人家再打了一次，又把腿打断了。
Just like when you gambling and the people break his leg again.
所以人活在这个罪恶里面，你带来的不但是精神上，有时候你的肉体也是受痛苦。
Not only when you are in sin, not only mentally you suffer, often you physically you also suffer.
所以耶稣这时候告诉他说：“我现在医治你，可是你不要再犯罪。”
Jesus tell him, "Now I have healed you. Sin no more."
因为你如果一再的犯罪，你恐怕会更厉害。
If you continue to sin, something worse might happen to you.
但是这个时候，耶稣不但是警告他
，Not only did Jesus warn him,
还给了他一个好消息。
Also came another good news.
他说：“如果你能够信我的话
，He said, "If you believe what I say,
信我就是那个神要差来的弥赛亚。
Believe me, I'm the one who was sent as Messiah."
那么你就有永生。
Then you will have eternal life.
不但你这一件小罪，就是你这一辈子你所犯过的罪。
Not only this sin, but all the sin that you committed in life.
你在神的面前来认罪的话，
If you only confess these sins,
耶稣说，那你就已经出死入生了。
Jesus said that you will pass from death to life.
所以我们知道罪跟死的关系，是因为我们罪带出死来。
We know the death was caused by sin.
这个罪所带出来的死亡，可以是肉体的，也可以是我们属灵灵性里面的死亡。
The sin can be caused by our physical death and also our spiritual death.
所以耶稣告诉他不可以再犯罪了。
Jesus tell him sin no more.
那我们来看这些犹太人、这些法利赛人，他们为什么要来这么注重他不能够拿着那个棉被走路呢？
Now we want to think about why the Pharisee are so focused on not carrying the mat.
我们就来看这一个神经里面有两个很重要的信息在这里。
There are two very important messages in this miracle.
刚刚我们看到人的罪、人的病可能跟你的犯罪有关。
First, we learn that your physical sickness could be caused by your sin.
而且我们如果承认我们的罪的话，不但赦免我们的罪，而且我们可以出死入生，我们可以能够靠着神的能力不要再犯罪。
We also learn that through confess our sin, we can be crossed from death into life.
可是我们在今天这一段经文里面也看到，人要找神，就是一个宗教理论的特点是什么？
And we also say that another brief message that when people come to see God.
你看到那个时候是一个节期，他们到了耶路撒冷的圣殿旁边。
In this festival day, they come to the temple.
那里有一个很美丽的传说，那里有捉摸不定的理想，因为是说什么时候天使下来，你也不知道他什么时候下来，所以这是一个猜测，一个理想。
There's a great legend and amazing legend surrounding the place.
而且这里说有谁先下去，谁就可以得医治。
Whoever go down first will be healed.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这就是我们今天看到有很多的人要找神的时候，有很多的理想在那里。
Very often when we see people seeking God, they follow a lot of legends.
而且我们看到有许多宗教家，甚至有学问的人，他们心里充满了悲天悯人的心怀。
We see a lot of religious people and knowledgeable people there.
可是他们只能坐在那里告诉你说，你要这样做，你要好好的，不要杀生，你要好好的做好人，那么你就可以上天堂。
They are there to tell you how you can make it, how you can get to heaven.
他们并没有办法自己来告诉你说，你经过我带你去。
There was never one who can tell you that through me I can take you there.
我带你去是因为我可以背负你的罪债。
I can take you there because I can take away your sin.
所以人找神，他的理论，你的幻想都是非常美的。
When people seeking God, they have such great theories.
可是那只是一个理想。
And that is only an idea.
就比如说他们说到安息日。
When it comes to the Sabbath.
他们说安息日不可以做工。
If you on a day of rest, you should not work.
可是他们却没有想到，安息日不做工的主要目的是要能够让你进入神的安息。
It never occurred to them not to have a day of rest. So they rest so they can rest in God.
你要相信神有恩典能够供应这些穷人，也能够供应你的需要。
Now you can believe that God has sufficient grace to supply your need.
安息日是给施舍，你给穷人，而且安息年等等都是为了顾到神的性情，神的公义。
The day of Sabbath, the day of rest reflects God's character.
可是这些宗教家，他们到越来越的，他们把这个安息日变成了让人受捆绑的一个规定。
Gradually, the day of rest become a day of burden to people.
本来是要让人那天很轻松的得自由的。
A day of rest for people to be free.
结果人想要靠着自己的力量来守这些规条的时候，就把律法的意思，摩西的律法完全曲解。
When the people through their own strength try to fulfill the law, they distort the meaning of Moses' law.
那么耶稣来了，他启示了一件事情。
When Jesus came, Jesus revealed one thing.
他知道我们人的思想对着律法的那些十条诫命，或者还有很多很多的规矩，我们想守是绝对做不到的。
Jesus knows that for us to try to follow all the regulations is almost impossible.
所以耶稣他要讲的就是告诉大家说，我来我是要用恩典来帮你们成全这个律法的要求。
Jesus came and he told them by grace I'm going to help you fulfill the law.
我不是要废掉。
I'm not here to take away the law.
耶稣摩西的律法都是好的。
Because the law of Moses is all good.
但是你们靠着自己的能力是做不了。
But through your own strength you cannot fulfill it.
律法的目的就是引我们到救恩的那里去。
The purpose for the law is to bring us to God's grace.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们今天看到这一个神迹里面，这个宗教世界跟耶稣的对比。
We see the contrast between the religious teaching and Jesus' actions.
耶稣他来做了什么事呢
？Jesus came and what did he still do?
他来找人。
He come and he seek the.
你看，他主动的来问那个瘸子说，你要痊愈吗？
Jesus took the initiative. Jesus asked him, "Do you want to get well?"
不是这个瘸子去找耶稣。
Not the invalid come to Jesus.
耶稣主动的来找他。
Rather, Jesus approaching.
而且耶稣给他一个机会。
Jesus gave him a chance.
要让他口里承认，心里相信。
So that he can confess and he can also believe.
耶稣可以直接走过去，就一阵风扫过去，所有的人通通起来了。
He can just pass by his presence, heal everyone.
可是耶稣他愿意人从心里面相信，口里来承认，说明他的需要。
But rather, Jesus wants people to confess by their own mouth, their own needs.
这就是耶稣来到世界上的目的。
That is one of the reasons Jesus was here.
他诚然担当了我们的忧患。
He carried all our burdens.
背负我们的痛苦，他为着我们所有的人的罪被挂在十字架上。
Because of sin, he hang on the cross.
所以他有这个权柄讲说你的罪赦了。
That's why he has authority to say that your sin are forgiven.
因为他已经付上了。
Because he paid the price.
他不是只没有他讲一个空话。
He is not just an empty saying.
我们看到他来到这世界上的时候，他是要以他自己的是一个来道成肉身，要以神儿子的地位来为我们死。
We see him as word become flesh to escape his body for us.
行神迹不是耶稣最主要的目的。
To perform miracle is not the reason Jesus was here.
所以为什么约翰写的时候他说还有很多的神迹，很多的事情没有记载在这个书上。
That's why John said that so many other miracles not recorded in the gospel.
可是我只选了一些来记的时候，主要目的是要叫你们相信他是神的儿子，并且因为信了他就可以得生命。
That's why he said I record this event so that you can believe in him.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My brothers and sisters,
我们看到耶稣在十字架上。
We saw Jesus on the cross.
他的祷告是父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
He prays God forgive them because they do not know what they are doing.
他也为着那些钉他的人来受死。
He died for even those soldiers who nailed him.
而且他不是只是死了，他又复活了。
Not only did he die on the cross, he resurrected.
圣经告诉我们说，他的复活代表的就是他胜过了那个死亡的权柄。
The Bible teaches us his resurrection tells us that he overcomes death.
他可以带领我们这些人突破死亡。
He can bring us to overcome death.
那么最后我们看到耶稣他胜过了以后，让我们可以信他，信靠他，我们跟他联合，我们就得到永生。
Through believing him and united him with him, that we can receive eternal life.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters,
罗马书第五章第八节这么说的。
In the book of Romans chapter five,
我们一起来读好不好
？Let's read together.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在向我们显明了。而且第二十一节里面说到，就如罪作王叫人死，照样恩典也借着义作王，叫人因我们主耶稣基督得到永生。
The sin reigns to cause us death, but the salvation of God brings us to life.
所以我们看到今天这个耶稣在毕士大旁边所行的这个神迹，给我们看到好几方面的对比。
From the miracles that say that we see so many things that we can learn.
这里我们看到了一个看起来是公平的世界，其实是最不公平。
We see that in the world that apparently look fair, but indeed was very unfair.
我们在这里看到一个应该是一个快乐的节期。是一个安息日，是应该人蛮有安息的，结果是没有安息。
And we see in the day of festival, there are no rest for many.
其实人到殿堂里面去是要在那里求心灵平安的，结果到殿堂却被定罪。
People who come to the temple to seek peace, very often they are condemned.
宗教的眼光让我们不看到，我们没有体会到人的软弱，我们看到的是他没有做到的事，他犯了哪一个规条。
Religion doctrine did not teach us did not see that our need, but rather condemn our inability to do them.
耶稣来到这个世界上，就是要让我们把这些东西，从这些不公平、表面看起来一个欺骗我们的一个假象里面，找到真正生命的道路。
Jesus come to this deceptive world to find the true way for us.
所以我们就说，在这个无情的世界里面，谁能解决你的问题？
In this senseless world, who can find solution?
今天我们知道这个世界真的是弱肉强食的一个世界。
We know in this world, the strong eat the weak.
我们如果不是神主动来找我们
，If not God approach us himself,
我们永远没有出路。
There is no way out.
在这里我很简单的就讲一件事情。
Yeah, I want to simply summarize.
我想以后如果有机会，或许啊，我太太她可以跟你们讲得更清楚。
Maybe my wife can share with you a few more details.
就是当我1978年刚刚来美国的时候
when I first came to this country,
我的岳父给了我一封信，叫我寄到湖南去。
My father-in-law gave me a letter to be sent to China.
那封信上只写着湖南哪一个镇哪个乡，然后某某人收。
He just has the name of the person and the village to the letter to be sent to.
因为离开大陆，他离开那个家，1978年，他已经1949年走了30年了。
He had been away from the place for about 30 years.
原来他那封信要去找他的大女儿。
And later is for him to find his daughter.
他的大女儿就是当他那个时候做军人的时候，国共发生了这个战争，他又生了老二，他就带着老二就跟着军队先走了。
During the Chinese Civil War, he took the second daughter but left the older daughter.
他以为那个一岁多的大女儿交给他我岳母的妈妈看的时候，大概过不久就会回来。 就回来了。
He was expecting come back soon to pick up the oldest daughter from his mother's home.
结果这一走呢，走了30年。
And he left for 30 years.
他从来不知道他那个女儿还在不在。
He never know what happened to his oldest daughter.
心里面充满了。讲不出来的痛苦，可能他们孩子、他们家人都不知道，除了爸爸妈妈知道，我们这些人都不知道他还有一个女儿。
Nobody knows that he has an older daughter.
所以当他叫我电话，我相信这个事情在他里面一直翻，一直翻，到了那个时候，他知道终于有一个女婿要去美国，可以从那里试试看找这个人。
So he has been suffering for over 30 years. Finally, somebody going to China. He's going to entrust letter to his son-in-law.
结果没想到，我那封信从纽约州寄出去以后，大概两三个月里面，竟然收到回信。
After we send out the letter, we received a response in about 3 months.
所以共产党能把国民党打坏、打掉是有道理的。
That's why the communists are very.
他们那个乡民的工作，那30年以前的旧地址、旧乡村，他还能够居委会能够给你找出来。
They were able to trace to the person after 30 years.
你想想，后来他们就在。香港，我们用了很多的方法团聚的。
Through many efforts, they were able to reunite after 30 years in Hong Kong.
现在这个大姐姐，她自从我岳父把福音带去了以后，她来我们这边信了主，带回福乃以后。
This older sister came to United States and all.
她当然无条件的接受。
Of course, she accepted what unconditional.
我从来不知道我有个爸爸。
I never knew I have a dad.
因为我小时候的时候，因为我爸爸的身份是国民党的军人，所以我连学都不可以上。
Because of my father was an old Chinese soldier, I can never attend school.
所以他根本就是过着很贫苦的生活。
He had been living in poverty.
哎，这下父亲来找他就翻身了。
Suddenly, the father came, everything changed.
然后我们就帮助那边，爸爸心里愧疚，就给他在那边，哇，那他们就给了他一块地，就让他盖房子。
So he was able to secure a property to build a house.
现在他家里面的地方，他那个地方发展起来，他家里每个礼拜天有400多个人聚会。
Now there's a church of 400 people there.
你会想谁的家里面那么大房子，400多个人聚会、啊、
？Imagine somebody's house can accommodate 400 people.
这个故事今天没办法讲。
I cannot tell you.
他们后来在那一块地里面，他们盖了7层楼。
Later on, they built a
seven-story
building.
经济又好了，然后那个时候那块地已经给他们用了。他们盖了7层楼以后，他们最下面就像停车场一样，就像那个最下面 basement 是停车场的地方。就像那样的，你可以这样想象，就是那个地方用来做礼拜天聚会。
They were able to build a seven-story building with a first floor and a great big car parking lot.
我的问题是说，在这个无情的世界里面
，I tell you in this senseless world，
你我都是一个孤儿。
We are all open there.
你我都是不止病了38年，我们也是瞎子，我们也是瘸子，我们完全没有办法救自己。
We are not only sick for 38 years. We are like lame and blind. We cannot help ourselves.
只有当耶稣主动来找我
，Only when Jesus came to us，
我们才有盼望
，and there is hope。
那我们要做的一件事情是什么呢
？What is our response to Him？
耶稣说：“你不要再犯罪。
”Jesus says, "Sin no more."
你愿意痊愈吗
？Do you want to get well？
你只要说我愿意。
All you need to do is say I'm willing.
甚至像这一个瘸子一样，他没有说我愿意，他说我不行啊，我怎么可能靠自己做到呢？
因为这个 invalid said I'm not able to.
耶稣知道我们的心。
God Jesus know our heart.
只要我们向他表明我们的无能
，If you only acknowledge your helplessness,
神就要解决我们的问题。
God will resolve our difficulty.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters.
当耶稣告诉我们说，他说你不要再犯罪了，其实他更说是更告诉我们，我们有了这个生命以后，我们能够不犯罪。
Jesus tells you to sin no more, because with this new life, you are able to sin no more.
靠着我们自己一直还在犯罪。
By ourselves, we will continue to sin.
可是什么时候我们靠着圣灵，我们就能够不犯罪
？When by the Holy Spirit can we not sin?
你有这样的体验吗
？You have that understanding.
你愿意经历这样的力量吗
？Do you want to experience that strength?
所以 耶稣很清楚地说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里。
That's what Jesus said. Anybody who are heavy laden can come to me.
我就是你们的安息。
I will give you rest.
因为人若心里相信，就可以称义；口里承认，就可以得救。
People who believe in their heart, they can be saved. People who confess, will receive life.
凡求告主的，就必得救。
Anybody who call on the Lord will be saved.
所以我想，我们今天信息就停在这里。
I will conclude here.
这么一个。约翰特别在记出来的一个神迹
This particular miracle recorded by John
今天应用在我们每个人今天现实的世界里面是那么的真实
Can be applied to everyday of our life
你是不是感觉到在这个无情的世界里面你实在是觉得有时候是无能为力
Do you be helpless in this senseless world
可是耶稣问我们说你要痊愈吗
Here Jesus asked you do you want to get well
我们能做的是什么
All we can do is
我们就是跟他讲话
is to respond
我们接受他
is to receive him
我们不是怀疑的说那你是谁呀、啊、你怎么来跟告诉我我能不能痊愈我就是告诉他我要可是我没有办法
just respond to him because we don't say why
神就要用他的恩典来医治
God through his grace will heal us
求我们低头
Let's pray
靠主的恩典，我要在这里问在座的每一位。
Through God's grace, I want to ask everyone here.
不管你是年轻的、年老的
，Whether you are young or old,
你是强壮的，你是软弱的
，Whether you are strong or weak,
我们知道我们每一个人心里面都有一个难处，是别人没有办法替你解决。
We always have a problem that other people cannot resolve.
耶稣现在来到你的面前
，Can Jesus ask us?
他问你说：“你要痊愈吗
？”Do you want to be healed？
我希望每一个人你自己来到主的面前。
I pray that all you do come before Him yourself。
你向他承认你的无能
，confess your helplessness，
你的无力
，your lack of strength，
请他来医治你
，ask Him to heal you。
好不好？就有一分钟的时间，每一个人在主的面前。你自己来向神祷告。
Let's have a one-minute quiet time so you can pray to God yourself. Because you hear every one of our prayer,
你是我们的答案
You are our answer.
求主你真的按照我们向你所求的，你来医治我们
We pray that according to our request that you hear us.
你来做我们生命的主宰
You be the Lord of our life.
让我们能够不犯罪
So that we can sin no more.
谢谢恩典的主
Thank you, gracious Lord.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.